Surah Qaf, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to have it as a khutbah. In other words, the Prophet Muhammad will stand and start the khutbah, and he will consider that this surah is enough, no need for him to add any of his own words or explanation. Enough of a surah, enough of a message, enough of an impact. That's the special thing. Now, the surah has a main theme. What is the main theme of the surah? Huh? Exactly. Debate with the people who deny the resurrection. Deny the world of the unseen and deny the resurrection and deny the power and the control and the surveillance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the surah started debating with them. Okay? In a very nice, logical way and with very good music. What is the music of the surah? Huh? The sound of the drum. Produced by what? By the sound of qalqala. Huh? By the sound of what? Al-Bal al-Sakina or Al-Ba' al-Sakina. Raqib, Atid, Shaheed, Duh. Now this sound is beautiful because it is the sound, it's the music of suspense. Because the surah talks about suspense. You know, very, very powerful scenes from the Day of Judgment. Okay? Not only that, but also it's the sound of the hammer. Like hammering the message in the denying brains. The denying brains, here is the denying heart, stubborn brains, and here is the message, and the hammer is, the dal sakina is the sound of the hammers like hammering the message, duh, in the brains of the people who don't want to accept that message. So, beautiful sound that comes with the surah. Now, Allah has used a very consistent, nice technique into debating with those people. The technique was, number one, Allah have used what? Huh? What's the first technique? They say, their logic say, this is too remote, this is too, you know, resurrection. After we die and we disintegrate and we become dust and the earth eats our body, you're telling us that we'll be resurrected again? This is too remote. This is hard to believe. This is unbelievable. This is impossible. I mean, this we haven't seen this happening before and it cannot happen. So Allah debated with them using number one. Number one, His power, and the order. Number one, His power, saying, قَدْ عَلِمْنَا مَا تَنْقُصُ الْأَرْضُ مِنْهُمْ. I know how much the earth eats out of every one of them every day. And modern science tells us that we lose 20 million cells from our body to earth every day so that we can remain young. If we don't lose these cells, and these cells are not replaced, then we will become very old in very few days. So Allah says that, I know how much the earth eats out of every one of them. Every day, I know every cell. Where is it coming from? Where is it going to? And what's going to happen to it? Not only that I know it, but also it is recorded in the database. The divine database. وَعِنْدَنَا كِتَابٌ حَفِيظٌ. It is recorded in the database. And then, this is the first technique. What is the second technique? Yes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, read the signs of my created book. Look up and look down. Look up, you see a very safe roof, which is what? As-sama'i fawqahum. كيف بنيناها? We have elevated it. وزيناها, beautified it. وما لها من فروج. It is, you know, it is tight and intact. And it's a safe roof. Why is it a safe roof? Because it protects us from harmful radiations from sun. And it protects us from harmful projectiles that come from other planets because they burn before they reach the earth. How about the look down? You see what? A safe floor. The earth is a safe floor. We have made it. We have extended it. Okay? And we have made it suitable for you to live in and we have made it stable so that you can live on it. So, I have given you a safe roof and a safe floor. Not only that, but also look at the plants. Look at wannakhla, the plants, the palm trees. وَحَبَّ الْحَصِيدِ and all these kind of plants, jannat that bear fruits, and you know حَبَّ الْحَصِيدِ that bear ears, all these kind of plants. You do your homework. What is your homework? Very simple homework. You put the seed and you water the seed. And sometimes the rain comes from Allah to water the seed. This is your little homework. But the miraculous homework is what? For this seed to grow up to be a what? Big tree. Who does this homework? is Allah. So Allah is citing our attention. Why? Allah is trying to touch our heart to the beauty and to the power that He has created, the miracles that He has created. And then, after using this second technique, what is the third technique? Third technique? After reading the,
Human logic.
No, before human logic. History, right? كَذَّبَتْ قَبْلَهُمْ قَوْمُ عَادٍ. History, historical facts. And those, all those people, قَوْمُ عَادٍ وَأَصْحَابُ الرَّسِّ وَثَمُودُ, all those people are known to the Arabians. So the Arabian knew very well, those people knew that they were destroyed because they have rejected the message. So Allah is using, telling them, if you're smart and intelligent, you learn from the mistakes of what? Others. Don't wait until you get destroyed like them. Learn from their mistakes and learn from the price that they have paid. They have paid the price and you learn from it for free. You don't have to. The stupid one is the one who has to be punished himself to learn. And the smart one is the one who learns from the mistakes of others. So Allah is telling them, learn from the mistakes of those people. So Allah is using history as number three. Number four is
logic.
The logic is, haven't I created this universe from scratch the first time? Answer is, yes, we can see it. Then why do you think it's hard for me to recreate it again? Actually, if I give you a mathematical problem and you do it for the first time, why do you think that if we give you the same mathematical problem, you won't be able to do it for the second time? Actually, the second time is easier than the what? First time. So that's the fourth technique, which is logic. The one who created this universe from scratch the first time, is much easier for him to bring this universe back again for the second time, and that would be even easier for him. Okay, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the fifth technique, which is what? The power of surveillance. His power of what? Surveillance. Surveillance over the human being. How? We have two levels of surveillance. The first level of surveillance is surveillance by Allah Himself. And the second level of surveillance is surveillance by who?
Angels.
The surveillance by Allah Himself is very powerful surveillance, which is surveillance over the secret between you and yourself. Before the idea forms in your mind, and before you become aware of the idea, Allah knows it. You know, the highest level of secret is the secret between who? You and your brother, or you and yourself? You and yourself. Allah is telling you, this is the highest level of secret, and I know it. وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُ. What is your soul is whispering to your mind? Your soul is whispering to your mind. Allah knows exactly this whisper. So that's a very, very powerful camera. It's called the camera of, you know, of the soul. Or the camera of Habl al-Wareed, the aorta. You know the aorta? Allah saying, we are closer to you than the aorta. The aorta is that blood vessel that feeds your body, that comes out of your heart to feed your body. Very important blood vessel. It provides you with life. It is your life supply. Very close to your heart, and Allah is closer to that than this aorta. Right here. Not only that, this is, Allah is as close as that, and also watching the secrets between you and your soul. Between your mind and your soul. Your mind, your soul whispers to your mind, and Allah is recording this whispering. This is called the camera of Habl al-Wareed. The camera of the aorta inside. And then the second level of surveillance, which is a lower level of surveillance. This is not Allah Himself. These are the angels who are assigned and have an easier task. What is that easier task? To write down the angels from the right and left, to write down what? Anything that what? You say or you do. Which is called the cameras of Raqib Atid. مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ. Anything being said, إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. The cameras and the recorders of Raqib and Atid. Maybe in the old days, people had a hard time imagining how would the angels record everything we do and we say. But with today's technology, we poor, limited human beings were able to invent a camcorder to record everything, the sound and the picture. Now, what do you think compared to the power of Allah? those Allah can't provide those angels with powerful, super powerful video cameras to record everything we say or we do. You know, now with modern technology, it becomes easier for us to understand how powerful, how Allah can achieve these very powerful tasks. Okay. And also, you know, the lie detection machine. We were able to invent the lie detection machine, right? You ask a question, if you lie, the machine is going to, you're lying. So that's the highest level of secret, you know, because if you lie, who knows that you're lying? Only you and yourself, right? Only you knows that you are lying. Nobody else knows that you are lying except you. And the lie detection machine will discover that secret, which is between you and yourself. Huh? See? Yes, but the point here, yes, I agree with you, but the point here that I'm making, that even with technology, they are able to discover secrets between the human and himself, or the human being and herself. Okay? So, now we can imagine, of course, Allah is more powerful than that, and Allah can have many, Allah can create easy machine that discovers what are the secrets between you and yourself. You know what I'm saying? What I'm trying to say is that technology makes it possible for us to imagine how would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be able to watch the secrets between us, between our soul and our brains, and watch everything that we say and we do. Okay? Now, this is the level, the second, this is what, the fifth technique, which is the surveillance. Now, why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to know that we are under amazing surveillance? Let me give you an example. If someone thinks that he's above the law, and the police cannot reach him, and nobody's watching him, and even if he does anything, nobody will be able to reach him and arrest him. The law enforcement agencies have no access to him because he's so powerful, and he's so mighty, and he's not under any kind of surveillance, and no one can control him and, you know, arrest him and punish him for anything that he or she does. Then this person will tend to do what? Whatever he or she likes. Will tend to do injustice to others. He wouldn't care to kill. He wouldn't care to steal. He wouldn't care to harm others, right? So that's a human nature. If you feel that you are not under surveillance, and if you feel that you will not be judged for what you do, then the natural conclusion is what? Then let me do whatever I want. Let me do what? Whatever I want. Whatever my temptations call me to, I will do it. Right? So Allah wants us to establish two facts here. The first fact is that, number one, you are under very amazing surveillance. You know? It's like if you go to the supermarket and you know that there is a surveillance camera, would you dare to do shoplifting? Why not? Because you know two things. Number one, it is recorded. Number two, you will get caught and go to jail. Right? Same things, Allah. Two things Allah is telling you. Number one, you are under a very amazing, supreme, powerful surveillance to what you say and what you do and to your ideas and to all your secrets. That's number one. And this is why in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah said, وَإِنْ تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبْكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. If you say what is in your souls, what is inside you, if you talk about the secrets between you and yourself, between your soul and your brain, or you don't talk about them, if you say those secrets, or you don't say them, Allah will judge you. And then, of course, the story that the companions came and he said, O Prophet Muhammad, I mean, this is very hard. Even the whispering between our souls and our brains, Allah knows it and He's going to judge us for it. We are doomed. Then Allah revealed the next verse that shows His forgiveness. And He taught them a prayer. رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَسِيْنَا وَأَخْطَأْنَا. And by saying this prayer, Allah will forgive the whispering, the evil whispering of the soul to the brain. Okay? So imagine, Allah wants to establish two facts. Number one, the surveillance. Number two, the accountability. And the accountability comes next. And comes in a very surprising way. Without any introduction. Without talking about death at all. You know, we have been talking about the surah. Did we mention anything about death? We talked about plants and earth and heaven and logic and history, you know, and surveillance. But then suddenly, like a bomb, وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ What is that? The drowsiness of death is here. The drowsiness of death is where? Here. Suddenly. It's like something that you don't expect and it suddenly comes in the verse. In the surah, right? And this is exactly the nature of death. The nature of death is exactly comes the same way. You're not expecting it. You're making plans for tomorrow. You're making plans for next years. You're making plans for retirement. You're making plans for the next decade. And then suddenly, while you're in the middle of that, وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ The drowsiness of death is here. It comes suddenly in the surah. Why? It's intended by Allah to tell you that it also will come suddenly in your life. Like it came suddenly in the surah, it will also come suddenly in your life. The drowsiness of death is here. What is the most important fact about the drowsiness of death that we need to know? ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ مِنْهُ تَحِيدٍ This is what you have been evading. This is what you have been what? Evading. Isn't that true? Isn't that true? Aren't we trying to evade the fact of death? We try to run away from it. We try to deny it. On the intellectual level, if I ask anyone, do you know that you're dying? What would be the answer? Yes. No denial. But, as far as practicing this fact, taking this knowledge, which is in the brain, taking it to the heart, and feel it, and appreciate it as a fact that has to take place. Do we do that? No. How come? Number one, are we ready for death? No. If the angel of death comes and says, right now, let's go, your time is up, let's go. Are you ready? Or are you going to ask for an extension? Oh, please give me an extension. Why? I want to pray the night prayers, and I want to catch up with my best prayers, and I want to do the pilgrimage, and I want. Oh, sorry. No extension. وَلَنْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا Allah in Surah Al-Munafiqun says, and spend from out what we have provided you before the time of death comes. And then you pray and cry to Allah and say, Allah, give me a chance, a second chance. And then Allah replies in the second surah, Allah will never give 1 second of a chance. That's it. Time is up. Allah did not make exceptions in the past and will not make exceptions in the future. When it comes, it comes. And don't say I am young. I have a relative who was just going to exercise to the gym. And while he was riding the tram, he slipped and he fell under the tram and he died. And he was very young. And we have an example from this community. The boy and the girl, right? The daughter, they were one daughter or two daughters of Brother Ali?
One daughter and one daughter.
Yeah. One son and one daughter. How old do they were?
Son was 9 years and the daughter was 22.
19 and 22. Very young. 9 and 22. Probably they are expecting to live 60 more years, right? And they were driving their car. Takes just 1 second. 1 second, car accident, they were gone. So don't say, oh yeah, I'm still too young, don't bother me. This is all satanic techniques. The Satan is trying to convince you that you still have a long life to live. If you don't repent today, you can repent tomorrow. You still have your old age to do all the good deeds that you need to get to Jannah. There's no need to bother yourself now. Enjoy your time and your youth. All these are what? Satanic techniques. Why?
And this is called in Islam, طول الأمل. طول الأمل. طول الأمل means, shaitan gives you hopes for very long life. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has instructed us not to have this hope. You know, like Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that if you're going through the daytime, don't wait for the nighttime. If you're going through the nighttime, don't wait for the daytime. You know, and one companion came, he bought a camel with an installment plan of 1 month. An installment plan of what? 1 month. So the Prophet Muhammad told him, oh, 1 month installment plan? You are طويل الأمل. You have that problem of long hopes of life. That was 1 month. So the Prophet Muhammad tells us, expect death anytime. Don't say, I am out of the reach and death is not going to come near. And by remembering death and being ready for death, you get the reward of shaheed. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the one who's ready for death every day gets the reward of a shaheed. It's like a person who died for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let me ask you a question. If I tell you that you're traveling tomorrow, and I go to your house, I find that you didn't pack your luggage. Then I tell you, excuse me, are you sure you're traveling tomorrow? Yeah, I'm traveling tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Where is your luggage? Where are your luggage? You didn't pack up or anything. I mean, you didn't prepare any like clothes or like, you know, shaving machine, toothbrush, toothpaste. I mean, are you sure? Yeah. Are you sure you're really traveling tomorrow? Yeah, I'm traveling tomorrow. So where are your preparations? You see? So by not preparing to the travel, it means that you are not appreciating the travel as a fact. Right? You think that you will travel by your brain, but your heart is not taking it as a fact. So is death, you know? Okay, are you sure you're dying here? Where are the preparations? Well, I'm not really ready yet. Oh, you're not really ready yet? You see, that's the problem. And unfortunately, there is an example that shows that we all repeat the mistakes of the people before us. Let me give you this illustrative example. To show you that we repeat the same exact mistakes of the people before us. And by the way, this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about lots of stories in the Quran. You might ask yourself a question. Why does Allah tell us lots and lots of stories in the Quran? Why? Is Allah a storyteller? No. Why? To learn lessons from. Okay. What kind of lesson am I going to learn? Those are the mistakes of those people. I mean, why do I need to worry about their mistakes? I need to worry about what? My mistakes. But the answer is, we all repeat the what? Same exact mistakes. And let me give you this illustrative example. Just imagine that you are sitting in a stadium, watching a guy who is running after a very beautiful deer. Very beautiful, gorgeous, attractive deer. He's running, chasing that deer, trying to catch the deer. And behind this guy, there is a very big lion running after the guy, getting closer and closer. The guy looks behind. He realizes that there's a lion running behind him, and this lion is getting closer and closer and is about to jump on him and eat him. He ignores the fact that there's a lion chasing him, and he completely ignores it, doesn't make any preparation to meet the lion, and then he continues to run after the deer. As a result, the lion will get closer and closer and closer and closer, and then the lion will jump on him and eat him. The lion will what? Jump on him and what? Eat him. If you are sitting on the stadium watching that, now the example of the guy is the example of the human being. The example of this beautiful deer is the example of the attractive life, the beauty of this life, the fun and the entertainment of this life. And the example of the lion that is running behind the guy is the what? Death. Right? Now, if you are sitting down and watching this guy making this mistake, stupid mistake, right? You would say, oh, he's very stupid, right? He's running after this deer and he's ignoring the lion that is chasing him. How dumb is he? Now, when it is your turn and you come down and the field. And what are you going to do? Aren't you going to repeat the same mistake? Chase that deer and then wait for the lion to jump on you and eat you? Aren't you going to repeat the same mistake? Yes. Unfortunately, we all repeat the same exact mistakes. We have seen our brothers and sisters dying. We have seen young people dying. And we're not learning from their mistakes. And we are repeating the same exact mistake. Now, وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ مِنْهُ تَحِيدُ. This is you have been, the drowsiness of death is here. This is what you have been evading. Then, what comes next? What? The camera will move to another scene, which is what? The camera will jump over the life and the grave and jump to the moment where the angel Israfil is what? Dude is blowing what? See? Wanuf. See the sound of the Arabic language? Blowing in the trumps. The word is what? Look. Wanuf. Blowing. See the Arabic word? The music of the Arabic word? It's compatible with the meaning. Wanufikha. The fa gives you the sound of the flowing water. Wanufikha. The sur. The angel Israfil blow in the trumpet. ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ الْوَعِيدِ. And then look at this scene. Angel Israfil is doing nafkh. Blowing in the trumpet. And on the background, a very deep, strong sound saying, this is the day that you have been warned from. ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ الْوَعِيدِ. This is the day that you have been warned from. It's not a joke. It's a reality. The day you have been evading, it's here. The day you have been ignoring is here. It's a fact. It's a reality. You are now in Yawm al-Wa'id. You are now in the days that you have been warned from. See? Very shocking. Death blowing in the trumpets. And the day we have been warned from is right here. وَجَاءَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَعْهَا سَائِقٌ وَشَهِيدٌ. Every soul comes with two angels. سَائِق, one that is driving you, taking you to the authority. You are under arrest. And the سَائِق is taking you to the authority. You can't go left or right. You can't run away. سَائِق is driving you, is pushing you, is arresting you, is moving you. سَائِق. وَشَهِيدٌ. One is carrying the records. All your reports. Sa'iq, taking you to the authority. Shaheed is carrying the records. Coming to testify with all your records. Nothing is left over out in this record. In the day of judgment, وَقَالُوا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ. How come these records? لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. How come these records don't leave any tiny little detail? Not to mention big details without recording them. Not only recording them, but also recording them in details. So the very tiny little detail is recorded in a very exhaustive detail manner. What else do you want? Carrying all these records. In hadith, there are 99 records. Every one of them is as long as what you can see. They go all the way to the end of the horizon. All details. وَجَاءَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَعَهَا سَائِقٌ وَشَهِيدٌ. Every human soul that was created from the time of Adam till the day of judgment comes with these two angels. Now, what is it? The fact? لَقَدْ كُنْتَ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ هَذَا. You have been evading this. You have been living your life without thinking about this day. Without appreciating this day as an individual reality. You have been living your life totally in a state of mind of forgetfulness of this day. فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ. We have removed the veils from your eyes. Now you can see it. How many veils? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covers himself with a veil called the veil of reasons. Called the veil of what? Called the veil of what? Reasons. And covers the Jannah with a veil called the veil of what? No, this is hellfire. It's covered with the veil of temptations. But Jannah is covered with the veil of what? Hardships. Right. So, If Allah will uncover Jannah, we all run towards Jannah. But in order for us to be tested, Allah covers Jannah with what? Hardships. Right? And hard working and homework. Right? Allah covers hellfire with what? Temptations. Because if Allah uncovers hellfire, we all run away from it. But Allah is covering it up with temptations so that we are tested. And then He covers Himself with what? With reasons, right? We say what? For example, we say, I get my paycheck because I what? Work. I'll give you this example. Do you remember the example that I've talked to you before? That the guy who sends his son to attend the university, and then he sends him a check every month to cover his expenses, right? And then the son, you know, doesn't call his daddy to say thank you for the check. And then the daddy gets very upset, and then he calls the son and he says, "Hey, you bad boy, why don't you call daddy to say thank you for the check that I send every month?" And then the boy says, "Daddy, I thank the male person." "I thank who?" "The male person." Daddy is upset. Then the boy says, "Daddy, I don't see you giving me the check. I see the male person knocking on the door and giving me the what? The check." So I hold his hand and I say, "Thank you, thank you." Thanking who? The male person. Daddy gets upset and he says, "Are you dumb? The check is, this is my money. I'm the one who wrote the check. I'm the one who sent the check. The check, the male person is nothing but the physical means through which I am sending the check." Daddy will say that the male person is a veil that covers me. You see who? You see daddy writing the check, or you see the male person delivering the check? You see what? The male person delivering the check. But who is actually the mastermind behind everything? Daddy, who is what? Writing the check. Same thing with Allah. Allah makes a reason for everything, so that this reason, these reasons becomes a veil that hides who behind? Allah. Like, get up and work so that you can have food. Working is just the veil, is the male person. But food is coming from where? Allah. Like, take the medication and see the doctor, okay, to get rid of the disease. Who enabled you to get rid of the disease? Allah. How about the medication and the doctor? They are what? Like the male person. So God covers Himself behind what? Veil of reasons. So that we don't see Allah directly. Because if we can see Allah directly, we will not dare to disobey Allah. Allah does the same thing with the angels of death. Allah covers the angel of death with reasons as well. Remember when the angel of death, Allah sent angels to bring down a piece of mud from clay from the earth to create Adam. Every angel that Allah sends, the earth will seek protection from Allah against this angel. So once the earth says, "A'udhu billahi minka," the angel will make a U-turn and go back to Allah. And say, "Allah, I could not bring you a piece of clay because the earth seek your protection against me." So Allah will keep sending one angel after another until He sent the angel of death. When He sent down the angel of death, the earth did the same thing from the angel of death. And the angel of death, he said, "Wallahi, I will not disobey the orders of Allah." And he attacked the earth and he grabbed a piece of mud and he went to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah told him, I am appointing you the angel of death. Why? Because he has this skill. The skill of what? Attacking and grabbing something out, even though if this person hates the angel of death and he doesn't want to lose that thing, right? And even if this person seeks Allah's protection against the angel of death, right? The angel of death will still come and grab the soul, right? So Allah said, "Then I'm appointing you the angel of death." So he cried and he said, "Oh Allah, people will hate me. People will curse me. People will hate me so much. Please don't make me the angel of death." So Allah said, "Don't worry. I am going to protect you with the veil of reasons." So for example, we just talked a few minutes ago about the boy and the girl who died. We said they had died because of what? We said because of what? Accident. Car accident. Do you know that this car accident is the veil? They died because of the angel of death. Right? We say this guy died because of a heart attack. The heart attack is nothing but a what? Veil. This guy died because the angel of death came down to him.
And we always say, if you shoot somebody with a gun, does he die because of the bullet or does he die because of the angel of death? Angel of death, how about the bullet? It's just a cover, a veil. So Allah says, لَقَدْ كُنْتَ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ هَذَا فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ. Now all these veils are what? Removed. And now you can see the truth. You can see the truth. بَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ. You have a very sharp, strong eyes that you can see the truth with. وَقَالَ قَرِينُهُ هَذَا مَا لَدَيَّ عَتِيدٌ. Very quickly. وَقَالَ قَرِينُهُ. The one who's bringing him for judgment. He says, oh Allah, now the camera, listen, the video camera is moving now to the scene of what? Accountability. The angel who's arresting him, bringing him to Allah, and he says, he is ready for judgment. He is ready. هَذَا مَا لَدَيَّ عَتِيدٌ. He's ready for judgment. And then, what is the verdict from Allah? أَلْقِيَا فِي جَهَنَّمَ كُلَّ كَفَّارٍ عَنِيدٍ. Throw in hellfire every stubborn and unbeliever. الَّذِي جَعَلَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرٍ أَلْقِيَ فِي جَهَنَّمَ كُلَّ كَفَّارٍ عَنِيدٍ مَنَّاعٍ لِلْخَيْرِ مُعْتَدٍ مُرِيبٍ. The one who blocks goodness, blocks righteousness, fights against righteousness and block it from reaching to the people. مُعْتَدٍ, he's transgressor. مُرِيب, he doubts and he spreads doubts about the truth of the Day of Judgment and Resurrection. The one who chooses to be submissive to others than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Throw him in hellfire. And then the scenes come afterwards that to the Satan and the human being, you know that as Prophet Muhammad said, every one of us has a dedicated Satan. Every one of us has a dedicated what? Satan. Called Qareen. Called what? Qareen. The twin or whatever. The partner. And this Qareen is going to debate with you on the Day of Judgment. The Qareen is going to say, oh, it's not my fault. It's not what? My fault. He was far gone on his own. مَا أَطْغَيْتُهُ وَلَكِنْ كَانَ فِي ضَلَالٍ بَعِيدٍ. He was far gone on his own. He didn't need my services, Allah. He didn't need my services at all. My satanic services, he had no need for it. He was a Satan by himself. Actually, Allah, I was learning from him. Remember the Satan, he said, at the beginning of creation, I used to teach humans evil. Now, I learn from them. Now, the Satan is learning from humans, is learning from Hollywood, is learning, you know, the Satan cannot produce the same evil influences produced by one of those devil movies that we get from Hollywood, rated R or rated whatever. The Satan cannot reach to that level. The Satan is too weak to make such an influence. The Satan is learning from us there. So, as comes in the Day of Judgment and says, oh Allah, he didn't need any of my services. I was just watching him to learn from him. But he was far gone on his own. Allah says, don't argue with me back and forth. Be quiet. My warnings have been delivered to you, and you have rejected my warnings. So now, don't argue back and forth. That's it. That's the end of the story. You both are in hellfire. You and him. No arguments. Both of you are in hellfire. That's it. And then, a very beautiful scene comes. Suddenly, without any introduction. A very beautiful scene that we all die to go to. That we all wish to belong to. وَأُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ. The heaven is brought close to the righteous, pious believers. Not that the righteous, pious believers are brought close to heaven. Heaven is brought close to them. See the beauty of the expression? The thing, if I tell you now heaven, do you think about something close or something far? Jannah. Paradise. Is it close or far? You think about something far now, right? Now, what we used to think as very far away thing, oh, we still have a long journey before we arrive to Jannah. Now, it's right here. It's in front of your eyes. You can hear the sound. You can smell the smell. You can hear the laugh and the entertainment of the people. You can hear every pleasurable sound, every pleasurable smell. You can hear the activities. You can hear people are having so much fun inside the Jannah. Now it's right here in front of you.
وأزلفت الجنة للمتقين غير بعيد. It brought close to the believers. And then Allah says, that was my promise to you. This promise was given to every awab hafiz, to every person who repents right after the mistake. Not only repents, but also keeps the repentance. Repent and what? Not repent and go and repent and go and repent and go. Repent and keep the repentance. ادخلوها بسلام. The angels say, look at this sound. Enter with peace. If you hear this word, this is the end of suffering. No more pain, no more suffering, no more struggle. ادخلوها بسلام. We pray to Allah to make us among the people who hear this invitation. The invitation is, ادخلوها بسلام. Enter with peace. ذلك يوم الخلود. This is the day of eternal happiness. This is the day of everlasting happy life. Do you know what everlasting happy life is? They always dream about it. And they lived happily ever after. Right? And all these stories. Liars. That doesn't happen. You know, the only everlasting happy life is where? In Jannah. Now this is the true everlasting happy life. اِدْخُلُوهَا بِسَلَامِ ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ الْخُلُودِ. This is the day of the eternal everlasting happy life. And then Allah says, لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ فِيهَا وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٌ. They get what they wish. Is that it? Is that it? You get only what you wish? Is that it? Huh?
No.
No. Allah says, the first part of the ayah, لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ فِيهَا. They get everything that they wish for. And وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٌ. And we have more surprises for them. How come you don't wish for what Allah has? Because it's a surprise. It's what? A surprise. You don't know what Allah has. Allah says, وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٌ. And have more surprises for them. If I come home and say, kids, I have a surprise for you. All of you are jumping on me. You want to know what kind of surprise I have. But poor daddy, what kind of surprise that I can bring to you? Probably what? Chocolate? Pepsi? Like Chuck E. Cheese's trip. But Allah Himself, not anyone else, Allah Himself, He says, وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٌ. I have more surprises hidden for them. Just imagine what is the surprise of Allah and how much excitement and fun and happiness you will get when you get the surprise of Allah. And then the rest of the surah, I'm going to skip for the sake of the time, but the rest of the surah is talking about how Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam should address their stubbornness and their denial and their rejection and their persecution, and where did he get his supply from? وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ قَبْلَ طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ وَقَبْلَ الْغُرُوبِ. Very important. Your supply for the strength and the power that you need to be able to be steadfast and to fight and to struggle and to stand against all this persecution and harshness is سَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ قَبْلَ طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ وَقَبْلَ الْغُرُوبِ, is to glorify and thank your Lord and offer gratitudes and glorification and thanking to your Lord before the sunrise and before the sunset. This is where you get your supply from. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you for listening. Any questions? That was وَإِنْ تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوا يُحَاسِبْكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. Then the companions felt very hard. This felt, this is very, very hard. So Allah revealed the second verse to give them more mercy and to ask them, if they make this prayer, then Allah will forgive them for the whispering of their souls. Yes. No. The next ayah says that if a person is thinking about evil, okay, then Allah will not judge him until he actually do it. Still, as long as he did not do and execute his plans because he was afraid of Allah, then he gets rewarded. However, if he was prevented from executing his plans because, for example, just as an example, he went to buy a liquor and he found the store closed, then he's punished. they? Whomsoever makes the intention of an evil deed. Whomsoever makes the intention of an evil deed. And then he doesn't do it. He stops himself from doing it. Allah will make it a hasana. A good deed. Allah will write him a good deed. Allah will write it as a good deed also. But if you do it, Allah is going to write it as 10 good deeds. Okay? But if you have the intention and you were prevented by force from doing it, then it is written as a bad deed. For example, you want to buy alcohol and you go to the store, but the store is closed. So you couldn't drink alcohol because the store is what? Closed. You didn't stop yourself. No. You were forced to stop by Allah. Why? Because the store is closed. Or you don't have the money to buy it. Or whatever reason like that, then it is written as a bad deed. كتبت سيئة. Halal fun. Halal fun and entertainment. Is Allah is giving us halal fun and entertainment opportunity to take advantage from. قل من حرم زينة الله التي أخرج لعباده والطيبات من الرزق قل هي للذين آمنوا في الحياة الدنيا خالصة يوم القيامة. In Surah Al-An'am. So in this life, it is for believers and non-believers. In the Day of Judgment, it is purely for believers. خالصة يوم القيامة للذين آمنوا. في الدنيا للمؤمن والكافر. في يوم القيامة للمؤمنين فقط. يعني باختصار الحلال fun, حلال pleasure, حلال entertainment. Not only that it is مباح, but it's also you get reward for it. You get حسنات. Like one guy asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi. Prophet Muhammad says that if you have a sexual intercourse with your wife, you get reward, you get good deeds. So the person asked Prophet Muhammad, I am enjoying and having entertainment. Do I also get hasanat? Prophet Muhammad said, yes. Because if you do it the haram way, wouldn't you get sayyat? He said, yes. So the Prophet said, then when you do it the halal way, then you get hasanat. So the halal entertainment you get hasanat for. Not only that it's halal, but also you get hasanat for. How come? Because you are abstaining from the haram entertainment and you're seeking halal entertainment. Then you get hasanat for that. He will remember everything. And he will be reminded about every little tiny detail. أَحْصَاهُ اللَّهُ وَنَسُوهُ. Allah has recorded it and they forgot it. But when they come in the Day of Judgment, they will see every detail written. وقالوا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحد. Every little detail will be present. All the people of Jannah, but they get different opportunities. يعني الناس اللي في أعلى درجة في الجنة, they get to look at Allah بكرة وعشية. But the people at lower levels, they get invited every once in a while. جزاكم الله خيرا. السلام عليكم. نعم.
أنا أفهم منك.
والله يا شيخ أحمد. أنت وحشنا والله يا شيخ.
يا عم أحمد.
جزاك الله خير. May Allah reward you for your last lecture. I want Sheikh to make dua for you.
آمين.
شيخ.
Yeah. Can you make dua for the